Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us today, we have Dr. Rocky Talley. He's a candidate for Ward 2 for Chickasha City Council. So, Rocky, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'm proud to be here.
Let's thank our sponsors letting us be here this morning, and they are Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma. So, appreciate those folks for helping us out. So, Dr. Talley, running for city council, when did this all come about? What made you, what prompted you to run?
You know, I think probably the main thing was the last several elections that I've been able to observe here, many of the wards did not have a contest. They would have one person who would be interested enough to file. And that just didn't sit right with me for mm-hmm. some reason. So that's kind of what got me started thinking. But since the time it first started to germinate, I've tried to pay attention to what's going on in Chickasha, the things that are happening in Chickasha, and just decided I wanted to be a part of that in any way I could. And one of those is to be a part of the city council and try to push those things along that need to be pushed.
People they want instant gratification, really, no matter what it is, right?
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Whether it's a city council or state government or national, it takes a while for things to.
It
to
is
happen.
A process. Mm. Things occur in processes.
Let's talk about you, and for those that might not know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, my family moved here in 1965 when I was 6 years old. My dad
from?
We moved from Wynnewood.
The big town of Wynnewood.
The big town of Wynnewood. Actually, my dad was from there. Mm-hmm. We had only lived there a couple years because he graduated from college in 1960. Mm-hmm. So we'd only been there a few years.
And your parents are?
Denver and Melba mm-hmm. Talley. Mm-hmm. Mom is now passed. Dad's still going. Mm-hmm. But we moved here in 1965, just before I started in the first grade. And at that time, you started at first grade.
That's right.
You didn't
right.
have kindergarten or pre-K. Attended West School, went on through the intermediate school and the junior high, and graduated from high school in 1977. Went on then to Southwestern State University in Weatherford. Left there after 3 years with a wife and began attending University of Oklahoma College of Medicine in Oklahoma City. After I'd finished medical school and finished my residency, lived in Davis for 2 years, where I practiced, and then moved back here in 1989.
Family doctor?
Internal medicine.
Internal medicine.
Internal okay. medicine. Was here during the time when I was a member at Southern Plains. I was a partner at Southern Plains Medical Center. Worked with some fantastic people, Dr. Don Hess, Dr. Joe Bledsoe, Dr. Ron Orr, all of those, Linda Johnson.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good company right there.
Learned tremendous yes. amounts from all of those people. I left Southern Plains in 1997 and spent the next 16 years in Tennessee. Initially, I worked for a company that did consulting work and education work with hospitals and the medical staff in those hospitals, primarily in smaller communities. Through that, had an opportunity then to slightly switch my focus from internal medicine to emergency medicine. Spent 9 years as the emergency medical director for an emergency room in Tennessee. Out of that, then grew opportunities to move back into more internal medicine-focused patient care on the hospital side. The hospitalist, as most people would
right.
know him now.
Mm-hmm.
Then allowed me to accept a position back in Oklahoma. I served for 7 years as the state medical director for a 7-hospital system and the chief medical officer for a hospital in Oklahoma City. In 2020, realized that both of my parents were having health issues and a lot of weight was falling on my two sisters. And so was in a position at that time where I could retire from medical practice, and I moved back here to assist with my parents, but also to help my dad in our family business, which he had established in 1970. So it was still a going enterprise and something that was important to him. I'm not a lifelong member, but every time I've lived here, I've been a member at First Baptist Church, and been fortunate enough to serve as a deacon there, serve on the board of trustees, or the trustees committee is probably a more accurate way to determine it. I've gotten involved in the Rotary Club here, and my wife, and by extension, I get to help, is very involved in the Festival of Light.
Becky, of course.
Becky. Yep. And the Public School Foundation. Let me jump off a little bit there because I would be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that more people know Becky than know me because she taught in the elementary school system here for many years. In fact, we go into a place, and unless they've got a name tag on, I have to ask her who they are. They all know her, but they don't know me.
Any particular things you're looking at?
The biggest opportunity we have in Chickasha right now is to continue to see our business base, our those things that should improve our economy, to see that grow. You know, I've gone through the phases of the downtown area when I was growing up here. Most anything you wanted, that you really needed, you could get in at downtown or in our local grocery stores or whatever. When I was back here in through the 90s, that began to go away. And when I moved back to Oklahoma in 2013, it was, you know, if you drove down Chickasha Avenue, it was almost desolate. But that has started to be revived. It's, you know, it's growing. I happened to notice last night as I passed through town that there were probably not more than 5 or 6 parking spots between 6th Street and the depot at 5:30 last night. So that's great to see that people are returning to our downtown area. Of course, over the last several years, we've seen growth out onto 4th Street, out on Highway 81. And I think we have an opportunity to continue to see that develop and grow, which ought to be a benefit to our citizens, to all those things that are dependent upon the economy in this town.
Rocky, thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it. Good luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
Rocky Talley, candidate for Ward 2 Chickasha City Council. Let's spend some time now with Ward 2 Chickasha City Councilman Charlie Burris, who's running for re-election. So, Charlie, good to have you in the studio.
It's great being here. Thank you, George.
Been on the council now for 2 years and an eye-opening experience, I'm sure.
I've served one term, and what it has opened my eyes to is that I believe many, many citizens might want to take that opportunity to be more active. I believe it's a position, it's a citizen's position, that anybody that meets the requirements of where they live and how old they are might want to give it a try.
There's so many moving parts at City Hall.
There is,
which I'm sure you've learned a lot about that, haven't you?
I've discovered there's a lot more going on than I could ever imagine.
You spend a lot of time researching things that you guys talk about a couple times a month. So what gives you the desire to go through all those documents and things?
My desire is for service, and my desire is that in some simple ways, it's easy enough to say that the things in our packet are typically something to do with dollars, and that there are a lot of outside providers. There are a lot of people in sales that might just consider Chickasha City Hall as a big target. That's their goal. They've got a project that they want to promote, and mostly there's a lot of data there and information to look up and know exactly what the people are wanting to do or sell or provide, and they'll spell it out for you. So you got to read those packets to know.
A lot of details, for sure.
Plenty of details.
And you're kind of I don't know, you're really want to spend the city's tax dollars wisely.
I think we need to be good stewards of whatever we've been blessed with.
You put together a little alphabet of things that you wanted to talk a little bit about this morning.
Yes, sir. I have some talking points, A to Z.
And we're not going to go through each of them, just, you know, run through them, but we'll spend a couple minutes with a couple of them, then we'll ask some questions.
Could go Z to A, so this,
whichever you like to do.
I have four zeros in there, George.
Well, let's start with them.
Here's
then.
My zeros. I campaign 2024 and now 2026. Zero lobbyist dollars. I have zero social media drama that I participate in, and zero special interest dollars attributed to my campaign. And I really have zero urge to align with the crowd. I have the urge to do what's best for our community.
And you proved that time and time again. I mean, you do so much due diligence that, you know, you go against the grain quite a bit. And why is that?
Well, pretty often. And I think there's times, I've heard somebody say, if you're not able to say no, does your yes really mean anything? What weight does your yes carry if you're not able to say no? And it's okay to say no on things. And then it's okay to say, hey, in the abstinence of it, I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm not saying I'm for it. Many times it's just for lack of information, it's best to abstain and not make a decision either way.
You're, of course, in oil and gas, and the city's been doing a lot of oil and gas leasing and stuff lately. So,
the unfortunate thing, I feel like, but the proper thing is I abstain or recuse from all matters associated with oil and gas due to my family's involvement, my personal involvement, involvements of my clients, or other matters. Very happy with the oil and gas industry, that it means a lot to our community and our state. And it certainly has blessed my family, and I've seen it be a tremendous blessing to many other families too. So I think some exciting times are coming for a few folks around here and outside the area in Grady County and surrounding counties as well.
Let's move up the alphabet now. Let's go to to the Y's.
Oh, to the Y's?
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll jump to the A's.
That's whatever you want to do. You just
how about A for admiration,
okay,
George?
Okay, all right.
And this is admiration for our current city staff and employees. And I have a message for them. Please continue to bring your best and take care of yourselves and your family. Thank you. That's my message.
They are the backbone, for sure. They get the work done, don't they?
We're blessed with what we've got, and we need to take care of what we got and work together. And they're great at being respectful. It doesn't mean we always agree.
You have some great admiration. You talk about admiration. You have a lot of admiration for city manager Jim Crosby.
Oh, under the seas.
Under the seas.
I have one for city manager.
Yes.
And I really like Mr. Jim Crosby. And I tell people that all the time. And I ask the community to please continue to pray for him. Our town had worked itself in a position of not being an attractive option for capable and experienced applicants. But I want to tell you, Jim Crosby is capable. And he's experienced. So, no, he and I don't always agree, but we maintain a trusted working relationship. And I appreciate that very much. So,
talk about some projects that you'd like to see done. And, of course, there's a lot of, you know, we've got a lot of things going on with the water treatment plant that's going to be starting construction here pretty quick. And that's going to be, in a couple of years, that's going to be a really big asset for the city.
That is true, and that's something that I'm sure people, citizens in this area have wanted long before I ever moved here 36 years ago. So that's been a big issue. It's part of those expected and basic things that a city can do for its citizens. And I hope we're getting it right. I hope we have a long source to keep that plant running and that we have a good system of clean delivery for all concerned that need the water.
Talk about the Airport Industrial Park a little bit and things that are going on out there and a lot of proposed development out there.
There is a lot of proposed development out there. I'm not the foremost person to ask about that. I was out for the first time recently, saw a pretty nice sign out there at the south edge of the property. I'd seen that some cleanup had occurred. My previous visit to it was in the 2024 campaign, and we were just grazing cattle out there. So apparently we had a tenant, and it was a little different walk in the evening to go to the end of that road. So I don't know all about that. There's a lot of talk and a lot of promise and hopefully a lot of good. I haven't been a proponent of a lot of it. I've not been a fan of exactly how we got there, but we maybe are there and some things are changing, and I hope it works out for the best.
Yeah, a lot of concern about environmental issues with the power plant or the data centers that could be coming in.
Just, oh my gosh, we don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's like to be a neighbor to that. I've done a little research on it in some areas that have had a lot of development that way, and it, just think of the five senses that God gave you, and hopefully a new project will not affect very many of those five senses or anything in a negative kind of way. I also worry about the fact of usage of utilities, water, whatnot, and it's kind of close to town. Mm-hmm. It's kind of close to all of us, kind of close to our friends and neighbors and people we know out in the country, too. So.
Charlie, we're about out of time, but I know you want to give your phone number so folks can give you a call. And
oh, sure. That's the best way, 405-222-8806, and I hope you write that down and remember it. Give it to anybody that has a concern. I share it freely. I love talking with folks. If you see me out in public, more than likely I have time to chat with you. I'll tell you, if I don't, I love visiting with people. I love knocking on doors around our town. I don't really have that many original ideas, but Chickasha citizens do. They really know more about our town than anybody in Oklahoma City or Tulsa or the East Coast or the West Coast. The home folks know.
Charlie, appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thank you, Jordan.
Ward 2 City Councilman Charlie Burris. That's our Cool Conversation program for this week. We thank you for tuning in. The Cool Conversation brought to you by Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma.